everybody. It's the show we're doing. I just had a terrible show. It's the show. My name is Kyle, and with me is Bames. Bames, say hello.
Hi.
And do it in song.
Hello.
And also, Fraser is here.
Hey, it's Fraser.
Wow, that was lovely. Do that again.
Hey, it's Fraser.
Do it again.
Hey, it's Fraser.
One more time.
Hey, it's Fraser.
Oh, you cut out that time. Do it again.
Hey, it's Fraser.
Just keep doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the sound of my voice that much.
Yeah.
Hey, it's
yes!
Fraser.
Do it again.
Hey, it's
more.
Fraser. Are you quite satisfied?
Again.
Again. Hey, it's Fraser.
I think you're changing the tune.
Maybe, maybe not.
You're not hitting the same notes every time.
Repetition.
You know what? You're fired. So, just like Donald Trump would say.
Yes.
You know, I'm looking at your Skype avatar. You have similar hair to Donald Trump, Dolly Trump.
Yeah, well, I have to aspire to someone of power and fame, and unfortunately,
like you both kind of
hairline.
You both sort of look like you put your hair on sideways.
Well, it's kind of hard to do it right when you only have a mirror to work with. Donald Trump has like tons of people he pays to put his hair on just right.
What kind of okay? That doesn't make any sense because what kind of fucked up mirror are you using that makes you put things on sideways? And B, I was saying that you guys have the same hair, so why are you now acting like, yeah, okay, his looks better than mine. I get it. Come on, Fraser.
Donald Trump, Kyle.
Come on, Fraser. Get your head in the game.
I've secretly wanted to be Donald Trump since I was a young lad.
Speaking of games, you guys, I took part in a game jam this week. Bames loves it when I talk game dev talk.
This is actually more interesting because it's like a real thing and not just you're going to quit.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm a part of this Facebook group called, I think it's called KNP, the Lost Decade or the Golden Decade or something like that. I think it's Golden Decade because Lost Decade would be sadder.
The Lost City.
But I've talked about on the show before when I've talked about game dev and Bames doesn't like it, that when I was a wee lad, I used to hang out in this IRC chat room and make games all day, except that I could never focus and I never really made games. I only ever made one and it sucked. And since then, I have occasionally tried to pick it back up, but I always get like all off track and stuff. And I never end up actually making anything. But somebody made this Facebook group for all these people who used to hang out in this chat room back in the day. And, somebody in that group decided to start a game jam where we all get together and make games. And it started last Friday. And it's supposed to end today, but it's been extended through the weekend. And I've got a pretty decent game engine going, and I'm going to finish it up this weekend.
Awesome stuff.
What do you guys think about that?
I saw the little engine you had.
Yeah.
And it is pretty cute.
It's kind of like like a 3D breakout game. Like it's 2D graphics, but I guess it's like 2.5D, pseudo 3D. There's depth, and the ball, instead of just moving along the X and Y axis, it also bounces up and down off the ground, and there are multiple stacks of blocks that you can hit. It's pretty cool. I've learned a lot doing it, and I'm going to finish it. I don't know what else to say about it, so I guess that was a dumb topic to bring up. But I'm real excited about it. That's what I've been doing all week, basically. And I've been real annoyed with work. I'm always real annoyed with work, but it was in my way, Bames.
Yeah.
Work is for jerks.
Yes, it would be a perfect world if none of us had to work. We just sit around on our computers all day.
You know what? Actually, I think you should have a job to get paid money, because if you just ask people for money, then you're like a villain.
Yeah, that's not professional at all.
I heard about that from a guy, from a fish man. Anyway, so what did you want to talk about, Bames? You had things you wanted to talk about that you didn't think I would care about.
Well, I've been playing some video games that you don't like.
Oh, and I've been wow.
watching some anime, which is, you know, just generally awful.
What have you been playing, video games?
I've been playing Dark Souls.
Oh, Dark Souls, huh?
Yeah.
I've been Dark playing Souls 2?
Yeah, well, I rented that one just today. I played a few hours of that.
So what's the deal with Dark Souls? I've heard it's kind of, sort of, in a way, like a Zelda game, but not really.
I guess I could see the comparisons to Zelda. It's actually, I didn't really remember it being like this, because I played it a long time ago when it came out. It's not that long ago. It was a while ago, though, and I beat it, and I pretty much forgot everything about it, so playing it again has been not as boring as I thought it might be. But so, it's kind of Castlevania-y, like Symphony of the Night, Metroid-y.
Okay.
There are a lot of parts where you go, where like you find shortcuts back to like the first area in the game, and it's really cool, and you get the big sense of how the world connects together. So it's the deal with Dark Souls is that it's a game where enemies hit really hard, and you don't have very much health, and it takes a while to beat enemies, so you have to kind of get good. And also, they don't tell you things, but for the most part, the game is, you know, pretty fair in what's happening. Like if you get good, then nothing's gonna really pose that much of a threat, and you never like lose progress really. You just like go back to a checkpoint and you lose like the money and experience if you don't get it back, which you can like farm.
So Dark Souls infinitely. Doesn't have permadeath? I thought that was one of its things.
No, it does not have permadeath.
Okay. The weird thing about Dark Souls is that I hear people talk about it all the time, and they almost always talk about how much they love it. And then when they start talking about specifics from the game, it's all about shitty things happening.
Yeah. I mean, a big part of that game will be that you get something ridiculous happens, and you get killed in a crazy way, and you just you slap your forehead and you're like, oh man, it's for being a really hard game, it somehow manages to avoid being frustrating.
So what is it
for
like
a few select parts?
You just like hit a skeleton?
Sometimes you hit skeletons.
What else do you do in the game? You drink brews, like potions?
Yeah, you drink some potions.
Do you ever like get mad at a bat?
I wish there were bats in it.
There aren't any bats?
No.
What the fuck, man? Every game has bats. I mean, does it have birds at least?
That's why they had to make it a sequel. It does have a bird in it.
Just one bird?
It has a bird, and it's a good guy. I know.
Wow. Is it a blue duck that picks you up and flies you around?
Nah, it's a crow that picks you up and flies you around.
Oof.
Yeah.
So original, Dark Souls.
Yeah. And the game does have a few like moments that are total bullshit. Like, it's far from perfect. And there are some things that it just straight up doesn't tell you that are pretty important. So you do need to have some empirical knowledge going in. And, I mean, that's not ideal, certainly.
Do you ever beat up a dragon?
Yeah, you can. Every dragon in the game, if you cut off its tail, you get a weapon from it.
Do you just, is it just the tail? Like, you can just swing the tail
like
around?
Sword. Yeah.
But, like, does it have, like, a sword on the end of its tail, and you just kind of hack its tail off, and you carry the thing around?
It's just a sword that looks like the tail,
generally. Mm.
There are also some gargoyles that have axes on their tails, and you can get those axes.
Are there any bears?
I want to say there are, but there might not be.
You know what would be a good monster for a game would be a bear skeleton.
Yeah, because that's bigger than a regular skeleton.
Except that, you know what? Actually, now that I think about it, that probably wouldn't be such a good game enemy, because I don't think you'd be able to identify it. The way their skin hangs is like half of what makes a bear look like a bear. You might just think it was like a cow skeleton.
You would think that it was any of any other kind of skeletons.
You'd be like, wow, why does that cow have so many toes? They're supposed to have hooves.
Yeah, it's not floppity at all. Definitely not a bear.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like one of those Muppets that are just rugs with ping pong balls for eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what bears look like. Fraser, you play this Dark Souls?
No, I've seen bits and pieces of it on the internet, but I'm not one of the privileged few to have a PlayStation 3 or 4 to play any of these fancy newfangled games.
Is it not available on the PC?
It is.
Wow.
Oh, I guess I have to look
What
it
do you
up
have
now.
To say for yourself, Fraser?
But
I'm a poor broke student.
The PC port, they did a really bad job, but there is a mod that fixes it.
Well, there you go, Fraser. Get on it.
And an interesting thing about the game that it's kind of novel, but it kind of, I don't know, it loses its luster after a while, is that they don't tell you any of the story, but there is a ton of story in the game that you find from, like, item descriptions and just, like, stuff that you notice about the world. So that's, like, an interesting thing about it, but I tried, like, reading some of the lore behind it, and if it was interesting at all, it was just bumming me out, because that is a bum-you-out type of game.
So do you start with the morph ball, or do you have to find it?
No, you have to find it, and why can't Metroid crawl?
I don't know, man.
I've never been able to figure it out.
It actually is sort of a good question. I mean, obviously, her name isn't Metroid. It's Sammy. But why can't she crawl? Like, that's kind of dumb.
Look, man, that armor is so bulky. And it probably does not. Like, would she be going prone and crawling?
Okay, you know what? I think if it can morph into a ball, it can probably morph into a crouching position.
Look, the Chozo taught her that it is rude to
You mean those
be
bird aliens? Those yeah. weird bird aliens?
The birdmen, yes.
So there are birds in Metroid?
Yes.
You admit it?
Mm-hmm, I admit it. I've been making fools of you this whole time. You all bought it. Even my immediate family bought it.
Dad, there are no birds in Metroid.
He's like, son,
I believe you.
I played Metroid, so many birds. All these years.
Oh, Bames.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that Sean Ryan got married?
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
He had some pretty nail polish on.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, what a big nerd.
Didn't you just meet this woman like a few days ago at the DMV or something?
Is she even Jewish?
No, she's like,
she'll convert. Don't
she's
worry.
Like Venezuelan. Jewish is a nationality because they have their own country.
Mm-hmm.
No, I assume if it's the same girl he's been talking about, that she's like some sort of, I thought it was Venezuelan.
Hmm.
Some sort of South American.
Well, that ring they got ain't got no rock on it.
They're mood rings. So.
Yeah, they're mood rings.
Yeah, they got a couple brown. Of mood rings. What the hell is wrong with him? So
I don't know.
All of a sudden I just see a tweet on Twitter from Sean Ryan of Method of Mothballs and Alpha Protocol. .org. I see a tweet from him and he's like, so I had a pretty productive week. I like made a car and danced on a cloud and I've got married. And like he threw the got married in there as the last thing. Like it was just, it's just mundane shit, you know, I just got married. Because that's the joke. And then a little while later, he's like, no, for real. And he posted a twit pic of his hand, like their hands together with their shitty little mood rings. What a dope.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad because like he just sent me a present in the mail. I shouldn't be like, oh, thanks for the present, you fucking dummy, but but what a fucking dope.
Yeah. It's pretty silly, Sean.
And then later he was like, what did he say? It was something like, it wasn't just like about a green card or anything. It was, although that was part of it.
It was kind of, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of was exactly that because she was going to get kicked out of the country and then I'd be alone and sad. But no. It was about love. We were going to do it anyway. No, for real, guys, we were going to do it. What do you think, Frazoid? Are you?
I think he's batshit insane.
Are you not congratulating him? You're not going to throw confetti over his head?
No, not yet. I have a rocky history with women, and I'm overly cautious.
Well,
the speed at which he's jumped into this is concerning.
You just admitted that you're overly cautious. So I think, I think checkmate. I think that means he was correct in marrying a girl.
I mean, Sean, buddy, if you like this lady, it's nice that you would do something to let her stay in the States, but you've got yourself in a real big pot of gumbo, my friend.
What a pickle.
Yeah.
Oh, man, now she's going to start spiking the condoms with needles and getting pregnos. She's going to get a job at Quiznos.
Pregnos, Quiznos.
Other things, SpaghettiOs. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs, Sean, you're about to have a meatball baby.
Oh, yeah, it is going to be a little gross, little Venezuelan jumping bean.
Too. Yeah, it's gonna be like those that episode of the Ninja Turtles where they put those meatballs in the microwave and they turned into yellow aliens.
Yeah, the techno drug.
Yes.
Case of the killer pizzas, man. That's your babies. Oh, you married Krang. What a fucking dope. Where did he meet her anyway? Did he ever say?
I don't know. Venezuela, probably.
I forget. Like, because I don't know.
Her online or through OKCupid or something.
Okay, yep. There we go.
I think he mentioned it in a Mating Habits podcast.
He met her on buildabride.com. Oh,
he met her on the Mating Habits.
Oh, God. He met her on Mating Habits. He went out to see the trash heap. Oh.
The rock biter.
Oh, trash heap. How do I get a girlfriend? Wow. Oh, God. Between him and Matt, Jesus Christ, I listened to an episode of Alpha Counter recently. I think it was, yeah, it was Alpha Counter because Matt was on it. And they were talking about, apparently Matt's a religious guy. I didn't even know. He's like a Catholic guy. Like when he said he was doing, he was giving up treats for hashtag Lent. He was serious. He was like, it's hashtag Lent, you guys. What? God doesn't like me to eat treats. I don't see what the big deal is. And the funny thing about that is, like, they'll sit there together and make fun of other religions. Like, I don't think the Catholics are as batshit crazy as the whatevers. But then it's like, yeah, but I do have to give up treats for hashtag Lent.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not crazy.
Crafty Matt's Twitter is a gold mine.
Oh, yeah.
The torch's single greatest addition to Dark Souls 2. Light your path. Your enemies will cower before the flame. It is a game changer.
No punctuation.
How much
in there?
Money? No, there's punctuation, but it sounds better if I don't say it. What's the other one? When there is more daylight time than standard time, why are we not just using daylight time as standard time all the time?
Hashtag deep thoughts.
Yeah, hashtag Lent.
I had a deep tweet the other day. I think I said, you guys ever just stop and think about the fact that armadillos are real animals?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of fucked up when you really think about it. I think I was watching Justified, and it started with a shot of an armadillo. And I was like, holy shit, like, I never really think about it, but because to me, armadillos, I've never seen one in person except for like a dead one at the Texas Roadhouse.
Only seen photos. They might not be real.
But yeah, but I never really think about the fact that they're real. Like they might as well be Koopa Troopas from Mario World to me. But those are real animals, you guys.
Yeah, they got that little roly-polies, so they can't get bit by nothing.
They're like little tank rats.
Mm-hmm.
And they can morph ball.
Why can't armadillos crawl?
It's a good question. Frasier?
Armadillos, I don't know. They're lazy. They'd rather just roll up in a ball and roll away or just hope something else will propel them along.
Frasier, if you could marry any girl or any animal, which garanimal would you marry?
Which animal?
No, garanimal.
Ogre animal?
Ogre animal.
A grandma animal. A granimal.
I don't know, perhaps my guinea pigs, for they are female.
Wow. I said any girl or any animal, and you picked an animal. Wow. That's fucked up, Frasier. You gonna fuck a guinea pig?
Yeah.
No, I can't exactly.
It's like ape rape.
You know what, though? To be fair to Frasier, guinea pigs are like... They're essentially, I mean, I've said before that they're basically like furry potatoes. Like they are essentially, if you can find a hole on a guinea pig big enough for your dick, and maybe Frasier has like a noodle dick, I don't know, like a spaghetti dick. But if you can find a hole on a guinea pig big enough for your dick, then that is just sort of like nature's fleshlight. Like fits in the palm of your hand. It's fleshy. It's warm.
I don't know. Have you ever seen a guinea pig yawning? They open up pretty big.
Oh, don't put it in that end, dude. There's teeth in there.
Yeah, just file them down. You'll be fine. Keep them happy. And they don't
the whole
bite.
Time. You'll just be like, I guess you're the guinea pig for my sexual experimentation. Haha, I'm having sex with a guinea pig. Joke's on you.
Joke's on you, guinea pig. What a hilarious thing to say before raping someone. Joke's on you.
Joke's on you.
Dressed as a clown.
Well, yeah.
Just act like you've made a fool out of them.
Another good thing to say when you're going to rape somebody, like this is before you rape somebody, is knock, knock, and then they say who's there, and then you say a rapist, and then you rape them.
And they're like, a rapist who?
And then when you're done, you go knock, knock again, and you just like threaten them until they say who's there, and then you say orange, and they say orange. You
say banana.
No, you say orange, you're glad I'm done raping you. Hashtag rape is no joke.
Hashtag Lent.
Did you see that shit on Twitter?
No.
I think Patrick, when he was on last week, mentioned it, or maybe it was during the after show, but I didn't see any of it until after last week's show, but apparently like the latest episode of Law and Order SVU was it was about rape jokes. It was like about a comedian. I haven't seen it. It was about a stand-up comedian who would make rape jokes, and I think they called him like a rape comedian. Like that was his thing. Like there are certain comedians who do nothing but make rape jokes. And anyway, he was accused of rape in the show, and it turns out that he really was like a sick fucking rapist, and that's why he makes rape jokes all the time, because that's what reality is like. And I guess as like part of this, they had this like hashtag rape is no joke campaign on Twitter, where people were hashtagging rape is no joke and then like just typing out some sentence that was agreeing with the hashtag, like hashtag rape is no joke. Seriously, it's not funny. Stuff like that. And then Josh Denny, who is a sometimes co-host on Nobody Likes Onions, he tweeted something like, and it wasn't even related to the hashtag, I don't think, unless I missed part of it. He tweeted something like, does anybody else ever like get so mad at a woman that they wish for her to be raped in holes that don't even exist yet? I kind of butchered it, but that was essentially what it was. And then somehow all these super fans of Law and Order SVU who are hashtagging rape is no joke, they saw it. I don't know if they were just searching for rape on Twitter or what. And they just started piling on with hashtag rape is no joke and saying we need to do something. And they got the showrunner from SVU to start tweeting Josh Denny about how he shouldn't tell rape jokes. And there was this one girl in particular who kept tweeting at Mariska Hargitay, which is like the main female star of SVU. She kept tweeting at her like, do something, Mariska Hargitay. I need you. It was insane. All over a joke. And a throwaway joke, too, I think. Like, I don't think that was going in the act. Maybe it was. It was just like a little throwaway tweet. It was like me tweeting about armadillos. I love the internet, man. Oh, Luke C. is calling. Hey, Luke C.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is, Luke's my legal name.
Oh, is this Luxter?
It is.
How are you, Luxter?
I'm good, thank you, Carl. How are you?
Did you call in to be mean to me?
I did not. I am a fan of Carl.
Oh, good.
And I support Carl in all future endeavors.
You're lying!
I'm not lying. Why would I lie?
Because.
If the big man has no gripes with you, I have no gripes with
you. Oh, he has gripes.
Well.
He has grapes?
He does well. Crepes, not so much.
Crepes, he has crepes.
Crepes, definitely crepes.
So what's up?
I just wanted to say, you were talking about the rape thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking a good hashtag might be hashtag banana peels, a no joke.
Banana peels?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think you've got a point. Like, that isn't that basically making jokes about violence?
Yeah, exactly. You fall down, you could... People often fall down and seriously injure themselves.
Yeah, nobody laughs at just a banana peel. They laugh at people hurting themselves on banana peels.
Exactly. You've got to go deeper. You've got to look at what the root of the joke is.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I mean, you look at the Three Stooges. They were essentially... They were just rapists. When you really boil it down.
You know, you slip and you fall on your head, and... you could be paralyzed for life. What if you're in a wheelchair, you wheel into the comedy show, somebody goes up there and does a little slapstick routine like they do, and they slip on a banana peel and put an inner tube on their head or whatever with a duck on the front of it?
Exactly.
And
you know what? I think hashtag those guns that pop out and have the bang flag on them.
Jesus,
is
dude.
No joke.
Talk about triggering.
Because that, what's that
triggering?
That implies violence,
yeah,
to a certain extent. And, I mean, what can you do with a gun? You can kill a woman. So...
That's true.
You're making... When you shoot those bang guns with the flags on them...
Yeah.
You're implying that you'd essentially... You'd shoot a woman and you'd rape her corpse.
Well, it's fucked up because they act like they... Like, if they just write the word on a flag, like, oh, it's not a real bullet, like, that doesn't still hurt people. But words can hurt, man. It's about what's in your heart. It's about
exactly.
ideas.
And I was just thinking, you know, the word bang, that you reverse that. The first letter is a G, right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit too close to gang rape.
Well,
it's
and the word
like is almost like it spells gang backwards.
And the word bang itself is like a word that people use crudely, I might add, when they're talking about having sex.
That's a great point.
And all penis and vagina sex, or PIV sex, I don't know if you've ever heard the terms, is rape.
Yeah. That bang thing is a great point. Because if you shoot one of those at a woman, you're essentially saying, I'm going to bang you.
Yeah.
Wow. What else would it mean? That should be the next Law and Order. What do you call those guns? Bang guns?
I don't know the name.
Novelty guns are no joke.
Threat guns, I think, is what I would call
them. Bang guns, threat guns. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, a gun is like a phallic symbol to begin with. So you might as well just whip out your penis with a sign hanging from it that says, I'm going to rape you.
You're right. And you know what? A lot of guns are black. So it's almost like you're saying, I want you to get raped by a black man.
Yeah.
A lot of those revolvers are black.
Yeah.
Like the Glocks, they're black.
I bet you'd love that, wouldn't you, Whitey?
I'd love to watch that.
Uh-huh. Yep. I bet you'd love it if a bunch of black dudes raped my white female ass. Because then you could put... Then two birds, one stone. Then you can be like, see, I hate women, and that one got what was coming to her. And you could be like, see how bad black people are?
Please don't blog about this.
Wow.
Please.
I might have to tumble it.
A GIF. Please don't post an animated GIF.
I'll post an animated... Do you have any videos of you online that I could make GIFs from? Like 10 or 12 of them with subtitles?
I think it should just be an animated GIF of a novelty bang gun going off. That will say it all, really. Or if you put like a bang gun by a woman's open mouth. I mean,
well, I'll have to put that behind like a trigger warning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I'll put trigger warning triggers.
Disney washing.
Disney washing.
Were you talking about Disney?
Talking
about the Wicked thing. Not Wicked. Sorry, that's the musical. It's all the same. What's their new film called? Their latest film?
The Little Mermaid.
No.
Why do they got to make the villain the fat one?
No. What's their Frozen?
Oh.
Have you heard the news on that?
I don't know. I figured they should have been black.
Why?
Well, because there aren't enough black people in the media.
Oh, right. Sorry, you're still in character. Shush up. Yeah. sorry. I left the stage.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, what are we doing? What's happening with Frozen?
So I took the costume off and everything. I was back to being normal.
I got you. I love bang guns.
I love banging women in the mouth with novelty guns. I was being serious.
Okay. What's going on with Frozen?
I thought maybe you'd heard the stuff about the implications from, like, I heard this on another show, but women's blogs and that, they're saying it's a lesbian film. It's You know, there's that big song. I can't remember the lyrics now. I don't know much about Frozen.
I haven't actually seen it.
Okay,
so,
well,
movie Frozen.
Okay,
a big underlying theme in it.
It's snow.
Sisterly love.
Oh,
it's not lesbianism.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of
that's the thing that
understand. Is it about sisters, like actual sisters?
There's two sisters in it.
Well, you know, if two girls who are sisters want to les out, I don't see the problem.
I don't see the problem, but there's no implication in the movie.
But they're saying that they're marketing it towards children, and that they're subliminally putting in these messages.
Oh, so this is like an anti-Frozen thing?
Yeah.
This is like a, oh my God, think of the children. We don't want them to know lesbians exist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even about lesbians?
Anti-Frozen thing. This is like, I don't want my... Yeah. This is like a, I don't know about a redneck thing, but it's like one of the, I think it's like one of those things like sexual preference shouldn't even be a thing in a kid's film. I think that's what they're getting at. One of the songs specifically talks about coming, breaking free, or something along those lines. And they think that's essentially saying I'm coming out of the closet. I'm announcing that I'm a gay woman.
Wow.
I just wondered what you thought about that.
Well,
did you have... You've seen anti-gay.
Apparently, this guy
you've
Christoph
seen anti pro anything anti pro.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of people being fans of things.
I like
yeah,
exactly. You're not a big fan of people objecting to lifestyle choices.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I can sort of, like, I don't know the movie, and I doubt that it's about lesbians, and I doubt that it was intentionally, like, that song was intentionally...
Oh, sorry, I just remembered they're also claiming they're...
Yeah, this guy is in love with a reindeer.
Yeah, the bestiality thing. Sorry, I cut you off. Yeah, they're saying there are hints towards bestiality.
Okay, well, that I'm pro.
well, obviously.
I would like to see... kids movies with a pro bestiality message just because I would think it was really funny and I don't fucking think it would matter.
That's what Home on the Range was.
Like, I really don't think if I saw, well, maybe I'm wrong though. I'll get to why I might be wrong in a second, but yeah, I think if I was a kid, like if when I was a kid, I saw a movie that had a pro bestiality message, I would probably be grossed out. I would probably either not get it, be grossed out, or get it and just think, wow, that was weird, and not want to fuck a dog. But
what I like about that is you think these messages, you're expecting these messages to be explicit. Like, one of the characters just starts fucking a horse.
Well, that's what I'd like. People need to stop pussyfooting around. You don't hide a pro-bestiality message in Frozen.
You like reading between the lines.
Yeah, no. I want a dude to just come right out and say, listen, I loved it. Like, in the middle of the movie, like, they're just doing normal shit. Like, somebody's like, oh, how am I going to get to the ball?
They're singing a song, like they're doing a musical number.
Yeah, and then a dude just walks out with like a reindeer in tow, and he's like, listen, I love this reindeer.
It cuts to like live action footage of a dude.
Yeah. Time out, everybody. I love this reindeer. I'm going to fuck it, but it's okay because I love it. We're in love. We're getting married. You know what? I'll cut you a deal. I won't fuck it until we're married.
I won't fuck it until this musical number's over. But then you better prepare for some hardcore
And we won't be using birth control.
And then he's just checking his watch for the rest of the song.
Tapping his foot.
He's like, let's skip the last verse.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I don't really give it, like, I think, I highly doubt that there is a song in Frozen that is directed at gay youths and that is meant to say, listen, gays, it's cool to come out of the closet. Although if there was, I mean, so what? But
yeah, go on.
I got derailed. I'm too busy thinking about reindeers.
You were too busy planning out that scene.
Yeah, I really want to see that movie
when you start working for Disney.
I just think people.
I love the idea of you walking into the Disney offices as boss, and just kicking out anyone who works in animation, and just hiring like people from the porn world. Just, okay, guys, scrap the entire script. We're reworking this entire thing.
Porn for kids.
You know that film Spirit with the horses, the animated film.
No.
Okay. Well, I just like the idea of you working on that film.
It'd be about fucking horses.
About talking horses. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you know what? If it was about horse, I don't like horses.
You only fuck animals you're in. Like,
I don't fuck animals. I'm not going to be in these movies.
Oh man, I thought this was a whole other show.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't fuck animals. Oh, you know, I forgot. It's kind of irrelevant now. But what I was going to say about why I might be wrong about what I was saying was that because I was saying that I don't think that if the movie was like pro bestiality, that kids would start fucking animals. So I think that whole argument's retarded. But then I was going to say I might be wrong because from what I've heard, a lot of furries got started with their furrydom. A lot of them got started with Sonic the Hedgehog, but a lot of them got started with that Robin Hood animated movie that I don't think normal people give a fuck about. But
that's
like
probably like people who were kind of furry and didn't really have a way to express that.
I don't know. The way I've heard him talk about it, it's like I was 9 the first time I saw the Robin Hood animated movie, and I was just like, Maid Marian is a real fox. And I mean that both literally and figuratively.
Now, that's really weird because they say that like that's the first animated film based around talking animals.
I guess it was the first one that gave him a bone, I guess.
And after.
It was the first one that gave him a bone, I guess.
Yeah. But I mean, like, when you watch Space Jam and you get a bone at Lola Bunny, I think those people already had, like, the X gene in them.
If you watch Space Jam and you get a bone at the Monstars, is that, like, furrydom or bestiality?
What about Michael Jordan?
Well, that's bestiality, because blacks are subhuman.
That's monstiality.
Yeah, is it? I wonder if that's a thing. Like, I'm sexually attracted to like just monsters.
Ah, real monsters.
Aliens.
Like goblins. I'm sexually attracted to goblins.
Guys who hold their eyes in their hands.
A lot of people believe in aliens. You know, they think there's life out there.
Sure.
So is it wrong to be sexually attracted to aliens?
Do you want a serious answer?
Like all aliens?
I want a serious answer. Yeah.
I can give a serious answer to, is it wrong to want to fuck aliens?
Okay.
Well, I guess it depends on what you mean by wrong, first of all.
I was talking about Mexicans, by the way.
Oh, well, I guess it depends on what you mean. I guess it depends on what you mean by wrong. Like,
No, I was talking about other...
You have to marry him first.
Other life forms.
Oh, there's a blind guy calling in, KJ Cisco.
Oh, my God.
KJ Cisco, you're blind.
Hey,
what's up? Yep.
I was hearing you talk about having weird sexual things with the Monstars and all that.
Yeah.
I like, and by the way, I like the fact that this is the topic that gets your Skype lit up.
No,
I heard you talking about having sex with the Monstars, and I just had to call in.
I just tuned in and I hear this. And
do you?
I gotta weigh in a little bit.
This is Kevin, KJ Cisco. Kevin. Do you find the Monstars attractive? Because the reason I find this so fascinating, I kind of want you to say yes, because I don't know if everybody knows, even though I just yelled it when I picked up. Kevin is blind, so if he's attracted to the Monstars, that means he's like attracted to cartoon monster voice.
That means he's attracted to voice actors. He's into Seth MacFarlane.
He's just great at voices.
Let him talk. Let him talk.
No, I'm not attracted to voice actors. No.
Yeah, I fucking hate him. No, but what were you going to say? Sorry, we just jumped all over you.
No, it's okay. I actually I tried to weigh in when you were talking about the guns, meaning you were going to bang women if you're going to shoot a woman.
I'll let you finish. I just want to apologize ahead of time to all of your regular listeners to what I've done to this show.
Oh, no, this is great. This is the best episode in a while.
Novelty bang guns and would you fuck them on stars?
You've destroyed the show. Don't worry.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I think you've made it better.
Completely destroyed the show.
Sorry, finish your point.
No, I had the attention span of a moth. I don't even remember what I was going to say.
So, okay, so you were going to call in about the bang guns.
Yeah, I was going to say basically how... It, like people do that, they say, "Oh, this technically means this in society, and you're teaching kids, you know, that it's okay to behave this way."
I don't think anybody was really making an argument about bang guns. I think
people do, though. People do. I've heard this. This is not like a new
about the guns with the flags that come out.
Yeah, I've heard people like make these kind of arguments.
All right. I guess I've heard it about toy guns, so sure.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, people have made that argument, you know.
But ours was very specific. Ours was about how they're black and how it can be implied that you want to rape a woman.
They promote rape.
Because they're black, right.
It's rape culture.
Right.
People rape might actually genuinely
rap.
It's rap culture.
Now we're on to rap. Okay.
No, I wanted to go back to the Monstars.
Okay.
There aren't any women on the Monstars team, are there?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
They don't have like one sexy little meatball.
No, because the regular Bugs Bunny's team had that girl bunny.
Yeah,
Lola, whatever her name was.
Yeah.
Whatever her name was, I don't remember.
No.
I don't think the Monstars had any women.
No, they didn't.
Wow.
But I don't know, man. Space Jam 2. We can only hope.
Yeah, it'll be... they'll make Michael Jordan a woman.
Is a cross-dresser.
No, Forrest...
It's already been announced who's in the sequel, hasn't it?
Wayne Knight is a woman.
Who are they having in the sequel?
To Space Jam?
Yeah.
It
was announced.
LeBron.
Is there really a Space Jam 2? I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is not recent news.
Seriously?
I did hear about a reboot of Shaq Fu.
I heard about that as well, yeah. So, I'm into all basketball, spin-off news.
All the old shitty basketball side projects are coming out again.
Basketballsideprojects.org is my homepage.
I can't wait till they reboot Michael Jordan Chaos in the Windy City.
Yeah.
So who's going to be in Shaq Fu 2? Kareem?
Shaq.
No, Shaq.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're like photos of him in the green suit and everything.
Are they going to have a mummy like they did in the first one?
I never played the first one.
I've never played Shaq Fu either.
No, I was into bad games like the Simpsons spin-offs.
Games. Bart versus the Space Mutants?
Yeah, no, there was a Krusty the Clown one. I really like that one.
Okay.
Virtual Bart.
There was one with Krusty the Clown I don't think anyone played.
We've lost KJ Sisko because he's never played video games.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. hashtag blind discussions that
no he is of course being sarcastic because I have played video games but
what
they're audio games Kevin
oh right,
yeah okay. I played those too but I'm talking about like console games I've just screwed around a lot
we've all played Marco Polo
That must be the weirdest, saddest thing. Like, do you have like some shitty friend who thinks they're being nice and they're like, no, dude, come show, I'm sure we could play Mario if like I just help you out.
No, no.
Like they, it's just, they insist you have a go on the Kinect.
It was more like me knowing that I would, my character would die no matter what I did.
You just wanted to hear the blips and bleeps, huh?
I just wanted to push Mario off a cliff.
I just wanted to feel like I belong.
Yeah, just, you know.
Carl, did you have... I'm sorry, I really steered this vehicle off the road. If you had topics, and please go ahead.
I like talking about the Monstars and stuff.
Yeah, so do I, but I feel like we've exhausted it. I mean, it's your show, obviously. I don't know.
Oh, no. You're not going to be another one of those ones trying to tell me to get back on track, are you?
Oh, beating a dead horse.
No. Let's
change the subject.
Let's go back. I hate that. I hate that so much. I really, really do.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I really do. Like, I'm not...
No. The only reason I said it was because I can sense that we're about to go around in circles.
Sure.
I'm not saying you have to have a good topic. I'm just... I'm sure you're better at picking things to talk about than the rest of us.
Well, that's what you think.
I think wrong.
Yeah, you were the one who brought up bang guns.
Yeah.
And I loved bang guns. No, I really do hate that, though. I hate it when somebody, like, if I'm talking to them on Skype or whatever, and they're like, or my old co-host who used to sit in studio would do it sometimes. He'd just be like, he'd suddenly just go, okay, yeah, moving on. But then he'd say nothing.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I became a little self-conscious that I was destroying the show, and I should have just, if you wanted the show to go where it was going, I should have just let you.
And I thought it was great. We were talking about Frozen, we were talking about bang guns, we were talking about Monstars.
So now I've, by bringing up the idea that we should change topic.
Now you've ruined it. Now I can't talk anymore about Monstars because it'll feel forced.
Well, let's talk about...
I had a whole Monstar segment planned, and now it's just out the window.
Which is your favorite Monstar?
The purple one, obviously.
I like the orange one.
Nah.
Who's that boss?
It's too obvious. It's the same color as a basketball. It's like, dude, could you try any harder?
That's a great point. He's like camouflage.
Yeah, guys, I really love basketball. Look, I'm even the same color.
That's cheating on the court because you pass it to him. I mean, who can even tell he's got the ball?
Yeah, after that, you just think the ball's gone. Were there any black Monstars?
Pardon?
Were there any black Monstars?
Oh, come on, Kyle.
Really?
Were there?
Come on.
It's been a while since I've seen Space Jam, and I don't see color.
Well, first of all, black isn't a color, okay?
It's his personality.
It's a shade.
There was a purple one.
There was a purple one. Yeah, okay. I think he was... What that was he was meant to be the black one, but they weren't allowed to make him black.
That's racist.
So they made him the color of purple drink.
They couldn't
well,
have a
okay,
black
so monster. So if there weren't any black ones, I was actually going to say that's kind of progressive because the Monstars were the bad guys. You'd think they'd all be black ones.
Yeah, but they were basketball players, so, you know, there's a pretty good chance.
The basketball players, like the human ones, they were mostly black because black people are really good at basketball genetically.
Sure.
And the Monstars, none of them were black, although they were colored. You know what? I found a loophole. I feel oppressed again.
Yeah, I think the orange one is the Asian one because that's kind of close to yellow.
Yeah.
I think the blue one is the Asian one just because his physique.
I just
remember there was a really tall, skinny one. But like,
that was the blue one.
Right,
The orange one was probably like Filipino because it's like a spicier Asian.
He looks like a Pacific Islander.
If you had to fuck one of the Monstars, which one would it be?
The blue one.
Oh, man. I don't know. What was the fattest one? Was it the purple one?
The orange one.
The orange one.
He was like short and stocky.
Probably the orange one then.
Why?
You like a mirror match?
I don't want to sound cliche, but more cushion for the fucking. Wait, is that how it goes?
More slamming for the jamming.
Did I fuck that saying up?
More Monstar in for the
For the scarring emotionally.
For the scarring emotionally.
Yeah.
That's it. I almost forgot the saying, but you put me right back on track.
Oh, hey, Luxter, I got a question for you.
Sure.
This is an important...
Don't call me that. Don't call me that. That's my... I don't want to be associated with that other show when I'm on your show.
Oh, wow. This is Luxter, big fan of Nobody Likes Onions. NobodyLikesOnions.com, NL Overdose, and Louverdose.com.
Oh, I'm in big trouble.
So anyway, so
this gets back to the boss. I'm getting told off.
Hey, Luke.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. It's a hypothetical. It's one of those fun little games that people ask each other, like, hey, if you had to do this thing, what would you do? This was posed to me on the show once, and it was like a trick question. So I want to see how you respond, because it's a real good question. Right. Okay. So let's say somebody, gun to your head. Gun to your head, okay? That's the important part.
I remember this.
Gun to your head. This is important. Remember the gun to your head part. Okay, so...
Wait, a real gun?
Yeah, like, well, a hypothetical gun, but a real gun, hypothetically speaking.
Okay,
so real gun to your head, okay? And they're saying, like, listen, if you don't fuck an anthropomorphic animal, I will shoot you. So, okay,
right.
Gun to your head. What kind of anthropomorphic animal girl would you fuck? Or animal guy, if you want.
Can I pick an existing one out of, like, popular fiction?
Sure.
Okay. Now, what... You know Sam and Max?
Oh, Sam and Max, the freelance police.
Wait.
Yeah.
I don't think Sam would be any good.
Wait, which one is the dog?
Sam.
Right, I'm thinking Sam.
Okay. How come?
I haven't given it much thought, but I'm just going on instinct here.
Sure.
First thing that popped into my head when you mentioned anthropomorphic animals, Sam and Max.
He does have a really big gun, though. I think he might be overcompensating.
Yeah, but he's probably got one of those dog boners.
Well,
but it's like human size.
Lipstick.
If you're gonna fuck, if you're gonna fuck Sam from Sam and Max Freelance Police, would you fuck Sam, or would you want Sam to fuck you, or would you take turns, or what's going on?
Because
if you're gonna fuck him and he's not gonna fuck you, then who cares what he's packing?
That's a great point. That's a really good point.
Unless you just want to see it swinging there, like, and it gets you going.
I love dog balls. You know when you see a dog from the back. And they got the two chunky testicles.
Don't I?
Yeah, I guess my pulse going.
Okay.
We don't know if I can... Sorry, I'm answering this seriously, so I have to give it some consideration.
Sure.
I'd probably fuck him.
Okay, well...
I don't think his penis would be all that satisfying, to be honest.
I don't think his heart would be in it.
You think he would?
Look, I've played all the Sam and Max games. I know this character.
You think he would half-ass it?
Yeah,
he'd be like bent over. No, he'd be behind you looking for clues or something.
I bet he wouldn't even back up on it.
He wouldn't even give a shit about you. He wouldn't. He wouldn't give.
You don't know KJ Sisko.
He wouldn't care about anybody.
So,
cold, you know?
Okay.
At climax, he would scream, "Great gobs of magma in the beeline for the orphanage."
Well,
it's the commissioner.
You missed the trick in the trick question, and so did I when it was asked to me. And I think you'll agree with me that that's because the trick is stupid. It's fucking stupid. So when I was asked this question, I said I would fuck a cat girl just because, like, whatever, I don't care. A cat girl. Just a girl with cat ears and a cat face. I don't give a fuck.
Cat girls are usually like the least animalized.
Sure, whatever. But then the person who asked me, like, I don't know if you heard it.
Sean Ryan.
I was talking about this guy, Sean Ryan, who just got married, and I was laughing and laughing about what a dumb thing that is that he did. He was the one who asked me this question, and what he said when I answered it was, you fucked it up, because what you're supposed to say is that you'll take the bullet.
Wow, okay.
That's stupid.
That says something about how much he values his life.
Yeah, right? Like, you know, I don't want to fuck a cat girl, but if it's that, like, it's not like I got to fuck her for the rest of my life.
And, yeah. And also, they're not full animal. They're like, they're more human than they are animal.
I think, honestly, I'd be more grossed out by it being an actual animal, but if you put a gun to my head and said, you're going to die if you don't fuck a cat, then I'd probably fuck a cat.
Yeah, I mean, a cat is fine.
I don't know, a cat, like, I reckon that would be painful. Just going, you need a big animal if you're going to fuck an animal.
Sure.
Like, that's why people go with horses.
Oh, Crafty Matt is calling in. Wow, we got a full house again. Crafty Matt.
What's going on?
We're talking animal fucking.
Oh, all right.
We were talking about that hypothetical that Sean asked me about, like, if you have a gun to your head, what anthropomorphic animal would you fuck?
Penguin.
See, you're supposed to take the bullet, remember?
Whatever.
So okay. What's up?
Not a whole lot.
We're taking your calls.
So, on the air. Yeah.
Sorry, I want to hear who the others would fuck. You know, I'd fuck Sam from Sam and Max. Carl would fuck a cat of any type.
Yeah.
What about the rest of you?
I mean, if we're picking existing characters, I would choose the toy mafia bear Don from Sam and Max.
Wow, that's oddly specific.
Too inside for me. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Bames is going deep in the Sam and Max.
Yeah, he's trying to get nerd cred for his animal fucking.
No,
Bames is high fiving his DM right now.
Yeah. Or I'd probably pick Max because he has more energy.
He'd fuck like a bunny.
Yeah, but he might also shoot me.
Right.
All right, Frasier.
The answer is simple. The guinea pirate from South Park.
Wow, you actually really want to fuck a guinea pig.
Assuming it's the right size, why not give it a shot?
Yeah, like you keep saying this like it's a joke, but I think you want to fuck a guinea pig. This is the second time you've said you wanted to fuck a guinea pig in one show, and I didn't, like, I did ask you what kind of animal you would fuck, kind of, just now, but I wasn't like, listen, we all like to fuck guinea pigs. Anybody else like to fuck guinea pigs? We're all guinea pig fuckers here. It's cool.
It just came up by chance last time.
Yeah.
During a normal discussion.
Like, I was like, hey, anybody play any good video games lately? And Frasier was like, I fucked a guinea pig. It's kind of like a video game.
I had to let someone know.
So he would fuck a guinea pig. KJ Sisko, what would you fuck?
Wow, okay. I also got to take this very seriously. This is a deep question.
While you think, can I just say, like, who takes hypothetical questions seriously and who doesn't? When I get asked them, I perhaps put a little too much thought into them.
Well, I think that's better.
I'm doing that right now, actually. So that's.
I think putting too much thought into it is better than what a lot of people do. Yeah. Like, there's a certain type of person where, like you're just sitting around talking with friends and then talking some stupid bullshit, and you'll say something like, "Would you rather do this or do this?" And right. It's like two horrible things. And then there's a certain type of person that'll be like, just I wouldn't do any of those things. Why would I be in this situation? That's stupid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just pick one, you idiot. It's a game.
And it's hypothetical. Yeah. Yeah,
nobody's exactly. Going to make you do it.
They go, I don't care. I don't care.
I don't like it.
You can't pick wrong. I'm not going to make you do it.
Right. Yeah. Have you picked one?
Yeah. So, I don't know. It had to be like a dog, I guess. If I had a gun to my head, I would not take the bullet, by the way. Some of us value our life.
Just a regular dog or like a dog girl?
Just like a dog girl,
Was it a regular dog before, though, and then I mentioned dog girl and you took the out?
No, because that would creep me out, though.
I don't know. You just said a dog.
You weren't very specific. You were just like, any old mutt off the street will do.
Just figure like a golden retriever. Purebred golden retriever, you know, with a medium-length coat.
No, I'm not into even hypothetical animals, you know.
Interesting.
And then Matt would fuck a penguin in his cloaca.
Yeah. Honestly, I just named the first animal that came to my mind just so that I could
That's what I did. I think it's the first animal that comes into your mind for a reason.
Matt likes them when they're well-dressed.
Exactly.
That's a joke about how penguins, the pattern of their feathers looks a bit like a formal tuxedo.
So, Matt.
Yes.
What brings you to call in tonight? We've just been talking and talking and talking. You haven't been able to get a word in edgewise other than penguin.
I'm just bored.
Okay, so this is one of those I just wanted to be on the line things.
No, actually, I heard you talking about animal fucking and things like that and hypothetical questions, and I figured that was right up my alley, so I figured I would call.
As soon as I started bringing up these borderline creepy subjects, all of your listeners started calling in.
No, I like this stuff. My favorite episodes of this show are all... months and months ago, probably years ago now. Like I like it when it gets real silly.
Yeah. So do I. I don't like
listen to the show for the serious talk.
Yeah, actually, to be honest with you, one of the reasons why I called was not really for this and this talk and everything like that. To be honest with you, I've spent the last couple of days. I get my days off during the week and. Not really to change the subject or anything like that, because it doesn't really sound like you're talking about anything
get
serious.
Get to it.
Spit it out.
I've been listening to... I've been playing a lot of Dark Souls. And
oh, boy.
I've been playing Dark Souls. I've been listening to a lot of old episodes of Id Chat. And I know one of the things that you don't like to do is you don't like to tell some of the stories... You don't like to repeat your stories, and
that doesn't stop.
I think that you should.
But I do repeat stories all the time, and I'm pretty sure Bames sighs audibly every time it happens. Like, yeah, we know. Of course, Bames knows everything that's happened and which episode it happened in. So,
well, I know, but Bames should just shut the fuck up and not say anything about it because,
shots fired.
You know, for new listeners or listeners who haven't heard the entire library, I think some of the stories are funny to hear. And then if you tell them again, you're going to tell them again in maybe a different way and stuff like that. And I don't know. I find the,
you enjoy repeats.
The thing is, when Kyle retells a story, he just retells it. You can reference a thing you've already told and then say, you know, for those uninitiated, I fell on the ground in some dog poop and I wasn't let back in and that made me feel really bad. It's not a half hour affair like when Kyle does it.
Yeah, but if I said that, if I don't retell the story, like the point of retelling the story is if somebody didn't hear it before and they don't know the story. If I just tell the story the way you just did, then it's not a story. It doesn't make any sense.
So there are. I understand and all of that, but you know there. If he doesn't retell the entire story, then a new listener who has never heard the story is not going to understand and is not going to get it, and they're not necessarily going to want to dive way back into the archives to listen to said story.
So, well, fuck them.
But not everybody.
Fuck them. This show is for Bames.
Wait. But there's only so much there's only so much that Kyle is going to be able to talk about before he runs out of material. So
that was like 50 episodes ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Therefore,
talked about fucking dogs before.
He's
going to have to.
He's talked about furries before. Yeah.
He's going to have to pull from, he's going to have to pull from his previous life experiences.
Because I don't have any new ones.
I understand. Okay, so.
Wow.
Last week's episode, when you were talking with, Patrick.
Yeah, this is,
And you were retelling the story of when you tried to reheat the burritos with your body heat.
Sure. And which I had to retell because he didn't know the story.
Yeah, that's because you were telling it to him. You tell stories.
Yeah, but Bames, you understand. Bames, shut up. Hold on. Bames, you understand that when you're on the Skype and it's just you and me talking, that it's not actually just you and me talking, right?
Yeah, but I know. But you contextualize it in a conversation.
Okay. But hold on. But hold on. But just wait. But when you were telling it to Patrick, and even though that story wasn't that old, it was still funny. And it was only a few weeks old. It was only, about a month old. And it was still funny. Even though it was only a month old.
It wasn't funny to me. It hurt.
Before, it was still funny. And you made half an hour to 45 minutes out of a story that you've already told. And honestly,
Jesus, was it that long?
This episode was pretty good.
Did I tell that story for 45 minutes?
No. You went on for about a half an hour to 45 minutes about what a piece of shit you are.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's an easy subject to stretch out. Okay, so this is real. This is getting real meta. Review my podcast on my podcast.
Yeah, I think instead of it's a total outsider. I think instead of focusing on how the podcast runs and operates, you should really focus on the podcast itself.
I think the podcast should be about the podcast.
Yeah, those are my favorite shows.
Like, what this happens this week? This week we dissect what we talked about last week.
Anyway.
No. I appreciate the things that you're saying. I'm taking it on board. Bames hates everything that I do. I don't know why he keeps coming back.
Because I feel like I have to do the show notes.
Bames,
what's wrong with retelling a story?
Bames puts on airs. Bames gets off on coming in to the conversation and shitting all over it. Like, oh my God.
I have to keep doing the show notes or am I allowed to stop?
Yeah, see, what a weird fucking thing to say.
But like, seriously, like I will feel bad if you're upset that that you don't have show notes.
I would hate you forever.
Okay.
And I would never talk to you again. And I would burn your house down.
So you don't actually care. Okay, bye.
What a dick.
And one other question: Do you actually think less of Sean Ryan now that he's gotten married?
I do think that's really stupid. Yeah,
I'm so out of the loop.
Oh yeah, so this guy Sean, he's the one who asked the question about fucking cat girls or whatever. He does another podcast. He does a couple other podcasts. He does Method to Madness and Alpha Counter and Hat Man in the Morning. Batman. Anyway. He is a kind of a pal and he, sometimes has been on this show and he not too long ago, maybe a few months ago, I don't know. He started dating some girl from Venezuela and they just got married. Like
Venezuela? How long have they been dating though? That's
like a few months.
That's bad news.
Only after a few months to get married now?
Yeah, and he had this tweet. I don't know the details yet because he hasn't really talked about it, but he had this tweet where he said, like, I had a weird week. I fixed my car and did some other bullshit thing, and then the last thing in it was got married because that's like, you know, because he threw it in there like it's of the same significance, haha. And then he tweeted again and he was like, no, but seriously. And he posted a picture of them holding hands with the rings.
Yuck.
And then later he made a post. I forget what all it said, part of what it said was, but it wasn't just about getting a green card or whatever, although that was part of it, but we were going to do it anyway.
That wasn't the main reason, but it was a reason.
We would have done it anyway. It just would have been like 10 years from now.
Yeah.
I think that's really stupid, and I think Sean is a fun guy. He's a great guy, but I think that's a really dumb thing to do. And I've said before that I think he's girl crazy, and I think this just proves it.
Well, do you think it's dumb that he's getting married at all, or do you think it's dumb that he's rushing it?
Well, there are a few levels to it. On the one hand, I actually just think getting married is dumb.
Right.
But on like, even if I just accept that, because like the world isn't going to shape itself to fit me. People, they know marriage is a thing and they refuse to question it. So they're like, I've heard that getting married is a thing you do. I'm going to do it too because I want to be a guy. So, so everybody does it. So whatever. Even if I just accept that.
Yeah.
On top of that, it's been like, how long has it been, Matt? Do you know?
You know, honestly, I don't. I know that it's been. is at least 4 to 6 months.
Yeah, that's like nothing. That's like,
yeah, that's,
this
yeah.
is like,
yeah, that's, yeah.
I've accused Sean of being girl crazy before because he has the same mentality, a little bit worse, I think, but basically the same mentality I had at like 16 when I hadn't had a girlfriend yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't sound girl crazy. It sounds girl desperate.
Well, I guess that's what I mean.
I found a bitch. I got to lock her down. I found one, guys. I got to lock her down.
Well, the reason I use the term girl crazy is because when he doesn't have a girlfriend, he talks about girls all the time. Like, he's
getting a girlfriend.
He's on OK Cupid, and he talks about, like, this one time I was at Taco Bell, and there was a cute girl in line, and I didn't ask her to marry me, and I was kicking myself for a week.
Yeah, that's you've got to be... If you're not comfortable being alone, I genuinely feel this. If you're not comfortable being alone to some degree, then you have a lot of issues.
Yeah, whatever, that's his thing. But but I do think I do think on both levels it's stupid that he got married.
Now, of course I'm in the glass house throwing stone because I don't know.
I think it's stupid that you got married too, just for the record.
Yeah. I did
get married. However, I think I've been married now 10 years.
Sure.
Right. But I've been with my wife for over 12 years. So.
Okay. Yeah. So it wasn't as dumb as when Sean did it.
And
it was kind of dumb, but not as dumb.
And but what I mean by I don't know if you heard the last podcast or not, but the last Alpha Counter or not, but the last Alpha Counter was real uncomfortable for me.
The one,
something happened.
What happened?
So back in my very early 20s, it was shortly after my father died.
This is about the Australian girl.
Yeah. I fell apart as a human being. Well, and yeah,
and you got yourself an online girlfriend from Australia,
and basically spent $4,000 on a phone bill alone.
Well,
wow!
And then she came to the States, and you couldn't get rid of her.
Wait, what year was this?
Ah, shit, 2000. Yeah, 2000.
Right, because I was just thinking whether you could like Skype them. Or...
Nope,
I guess not. Yeah. 2000's a bit early.
Yeah, 2000.
So what made you so uncomfortable about this story?
Because it was shortly after, like, I guess at the time, I mean, honestly, when Sean and I decided that we were going to podcast, he didn't tell me that this was going to be a topic. He sprung it on me. And honestly, I've never talked about it with anybody. And that was a really depressing time in my life. And I was borderline, you know, homeless and honestly, I mean, I guess I'm kind of glad that I did the podcast because it kind of helped me work out some of the issues. But you can really hear it. I guess you could hear it in the podcast that there's some shit there that I still haven't worked out.
What shit have you not worked out? Because I get that, like, it was a big deal to you because of the, like, emotional state you were in because of your dad just dying and the problems you were having with your family and stuff. But the story was really about this dumb Australian meth head or whatever.
She was a meth head?
It's the shit where it was basically the abandonment of, like, the complete abandonment of my family.
I don't know, man. I have a hard time relating to telling a story being hard, like emotionally hard.
I don't know how close, you know, everybody is to like their dad and stuff like that, but like my dad was literally my best friend. I mean, he was there for me for everything. I mean, the guy, The guy helped me move out of my apartment. He helped me, when I was in school, he helped me set up school. He helped me get my first car, helped me get my first job. I mean, he helped me do everything.
Do you guys ever build a deck?
Huh?
Build a tree house?
Build a deck? Well, no. But yeah, I mean, basically that was, yeah, exactly. That was my dad and I. I mean, you know, and stuff sure. like that. I mean, you know, throwing the football, all that, you know, cheesy bullshit, right? That was my dad and I. And then, I mean, it was to the point where when I moved out, and the night, and no joke, the night before the night before he died, he called me up and he said, "Hey, Matt, why don't you come over and, you know, have dinner with the family?"
Oh no.
I said, nah, I'm going to go hang out with my friends.
Oh no, Matt. Matt, that's the most cliched, sad story I've ever heard about a dad dying.
And then I get the phone call from my sister the next morning that, and my sister's like, she's like 13, 14 years old. Dad won't wake up.
I'm sorry, but why? This is so weird. You've potentially just called in and started your own therapy session.
Anyway.
I feel like an ass making fun of it.
You called in and you were like, to this subject sort of organically, and you're like, I don't know, that podcast was really awkward for me, and like, it was really, like, I mean, it's a really emotionally like intense subject for me, and I find it hard to talk about, and then you start talking about it here, and I just can't help laughing.
You were like,
It's fine because, like I said, when Sean sprung it on me, it was something where it's like, oh, okay, I guess this is something we're talking about now.
So now you've worked through it. Now you can joke about your dad's death. Jesus.
Well,
you can joke about the fact your father.
So it's all the other. It's been what, a few weeks since we did that podcast and stuff like that, you know, and all that kind of stuff, but.
All that stuff.
All that stuff. Right there, all that.
Well, that stuff about
it's all the.
Okay, so,
it's all the other. It's all the other stuff that I guess is, you know, I don't know. It's just.
I don't know either, man. I don't even remember how we got talking about this. I feel like there was a reason.
What I was saying was is that I shouldn't be the one. Throwing stones in a glass house at Sean for doing what he's doing
because your dad died.
As far as jumping into a relationship when I've, you know, some of my previous relationships have been some fucking fucked up relationships, like with the Australian chick.
Sure. Okay. And you know, speaking of things that happened on that podcast, I didn't know you were such a Catholic man.
Oh, you know, okay. So yeah, as far as that goes, I don't throw it in people's, I'm not so Catholic.
I'm not one of those Bible thumpers,
but I do read the Bible. Yeah.
I'm not so Catholic that I sit there and say, if you don't believe in God, you're going to go to hell.
Right. Because that would make sense.
You're a fucking, I'm one of those, you know, hey, let bygones be bygones, and you know what, if
kill them all, let God sort them out.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's fucking weird, man. That's fucking weird.
No, the way it should be, dude. It's like, you know,
no, that's, it's really not. I've said this a million times on the show. That makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, I got side with Kyle on this.
If you sincerely think you got the skinny on higher powers, then it makes no fucking sense for you to be like, listen, I'm just going to stay out of it. You don't believe in the right God, but whatever. It's not my business.
I don't. So honestly, I guess you could say I'm not like the best Catholic in the world. I mean, I believe in a lot of the, I mean, I follow it because I of all the a lot of the tradition and stuff like that. I
hear that from Catholics. My ex-roommate John said the same. He's not really Catholic, but he still calls himself Catholic, and he identifies with the traditions. He likes the traditions. I think there's something about Catholicism where they like beat rosary beads into your head when you're a kid, and you just fall in love with wooden crosses and nuns and shit.
Not so much that it's. Like I love history, and not just like religious history and shit like that. It's just like I love history. And I love,
yeah, man. But you can read about the Nazis without being one.
I mean, true enough and fair enough. And
I love World War II Germany.
Your dad's history.
Oh, Luke.
Oh no.
I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, I mean. I don't know. I just, you know, if you want to believe what you want to believe,
but it's not
fine, whatever.
Yeah, that wishy-washy shit kind of pisses me off. Like,
I hate that. You believe what you want, I'll believe what I want. We'll meet in the middle.
I want to say that that's the right position, but it totally isn't. It's completely logically inconsistent.
I don't understand.
Because there's a right.
Because
there's a right and a wrong.
Hold on. So you have those people who don't like it shoved down your throat.
Sure.
And they're like, no, you know, just leave me alone. If I want to, it's like, oh, okay. And
No. Okay. Everybody's different. I'm sure some people, in fact, I'm positive. Some people absolutely, agree with what you're saying, that like, just leave me alone and do your thing and I don't give a fuck. And to some extent, I agree with that. But what I think is that the reason I don't want you to shove your religion down my throat is because your religion is garbagey, bullshit, fantasy nonsense. That's why I don't want you to shove it down my throat. But the thing is, you think that it's true. So from your perspective, you taking the hands-off approach and saying, listen, live and let live, you know, he doesn't want to hear it. I think that's nonsense because you think you're right and you think there are consequences to me being wrong.
Right. Don't pretend that you're like, oh, it's
yeah,
okay.
Don't pretend you're doing me a favor when you think I might be headed to Hades.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, but here's the thing is, and I know this is going to sound really, really shitty, but I don't really care what happens to you.
See that? I don't think God's cool with that. So is he?
That's the thing. Do you think your God is okay with that? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't get those people who are like, I believe in this so strongly, but if you don't, whatever.
You're giving up treats for hashtag Lent. You take it fairly seriously.
Yeah.
What are you, Kyle?
What am I? I am a militant atheist. I'm an atheist. Well, I mean, you know, I don't believe in God. Yeah. So,
no. Yeah, same here.
It's not that I don't care what happens to you. It's that you know, it's.
But you know, in the back of your mind that we're going to hell. That's the thing.
Here's what I don't get. You don't care. It's not that I don't.
You believe somehow that we are going to hell.
It's not that I don't care what happens to you. It's just that I don't care enough to try to save you from eternal damnation. That's all.
Right. No big deal.
That's the thing too. Is that maybe okay? So there was something that my father. That my father once told me. And it kind of made sense to me.
Sure.
And it's like, okay, so Catholics, we do believe in this thing called purgatory, where, you know, you spend some time in purgatory and stuff like
God's
that.
Well,
I think babies used to go there.
Right. If purgatory exists, then that means that when you die, then you stand before God, and God reveals everything to you.
That son
and
of a
says,
bitch.
Okay, here, I'm gonna lay it out all in front of you.
Right. This is what you did. Right.
No, I'm going to lay it out all in front of you.
Sure.
You can either choose to believe it, or you can choose not to believe it.
Wait, hold on.
Wait a minute, hold on. That doesn't make sense.
No, hold on. Kevin, hold on.
Fucking retarded.
So are you, what you're saying now, are you essentially saying, because what it sounds like you're saying is, no, it's cool, because you don't have to believe now, because later in purgatory, when you're hanging out and you're like, where the hell am I? God will come down on a ray of light and he'll say, listen. I know you weren't paying any fucking attention with all those Bible thumping bastards. We're talking about Jesus, but I'm here now and I'm going to lay it all out and I'm going to, and here's a letter. I fold it up. I'm going to slide it across your desk. It says, do you like me? Check yes or no. If so, you get to go through the gates.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that if you, and.
Cause if that's the case, then why are you Catholic? Why do you hashtag Lent? Why do you go to church? Why do you do any of it if that's the way it works?
I really don't go.
And why are you even part of it if you don't, why are you even trying? Why even be part of that religion if you're not going to put all your effort into it and all your energy as you're asked?
Why call yourself something if you're not going to follow through? You know?
Why only put a small percentage of the effort into that religion in which you so strongly believe?
Which, by the way, this is a thing that religious people who are moderate seem to fail to realize all the time. We're talking about, like, one of the most fundamental things about, like, the nature of the universe. Like, this is the biggest deal. If it were true, this is the biggest deal of all deals.
Yeah, it's your everything. It's the reason you exist. Right. And you're like, I kind of care, I kind of don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, it's...
This makes no sense!
Exactly, it makes no sense at all.
And you know what? And it's fine that it doesn't make sense to me.
No, it's not!
No, it's not okay, really. It's
why not
okay
just
to have
that. You're agnostic. I don't know.
I mean,
why not just say I really don't know? You know what I mean?
I guess it's just as okay as it would be if you were constantly talking about Bigfoot and how you were positive you were going to find him. Like,
okay,
that would be just as okay in the sense that it's with you doing it, it's harmless, but it's also fucking stupid.
So here's the thing. I identify as Catholic, but do I also believe that the Big Bang happened? Yes. Do I?
Well, I don't care.
Do I believe that?
So
hold on. Do I believe that? do I believe in
aliens?
The theory of evolution? Yes. Do I believe in
transubstantiation?
Scientific thing. Yes, I do.
Scientology. So, yes.
Wait. Do
I
you
want to say those types of religious people to me are the worst, the ones that pick and choose as they like?
No, you see, the thing is
the Pope picked for me.
it's one of those things where
Again,
it's one of those things where if you look at say the Bible as not something that is a book of like moral code.
Oh God, that's go ahead. Sorry, I don't want to talk over you. Go ahead.
Again, it's like basically, you know, like the golden rule.
Sure.
You know, I mean,
be nice to people. I needed a book.
Sorry, the fact that you need those rules outlined for you
everybody has those rules, which is a pretty good indicator, not proof, but indicator that we didn't need the fucking book for it.
Most of them come with birth.
But I understand that. But if you look at any religion or any moral code or anything like that, they all have those. They all have those basic rules.
Yeah,
rules.
Duh.
Yeah, no kidding. Because they were invented by rules.
Right. So just because I say that I identify as Catholic or I identify as a Buddhist or whatever, it doesn't really matter.
Wow. Right. So it doesn't really matter what religion you are.
It doesn't matter.
We're all the same anyway.
It so doesn't get up to the pearly gates. They'll go, I'm just looking at your record here. Last 3 years, it says you were a Buddhist. Yeah, I converted to Buddhism towards the end there. You know what? I'm going to give you a free pass. Head on in.
Head on in. You're all welcome. Everybody.
Go ahead. Doesn't really matter.
Everyone's the same. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm about.
What are you saying?
I'm about the most wishy-washy person when it comes to religion.
It's you and a lot of religious people, though. Yeah. I had this very similar conversation with our pal M, in our forum at one point. She started a great religion debate, and she was saying the same kind of wishy-washy stuff. Like at some point, I asked her I said, like, clearly your morality doesn't come from the Bible. And she was like, well, yeah, I don't think my morality comes from the Bible either. I believe in God because it lines up with my morality, which it seems so fucking, I don't know. It's so, and you're so picky and choosy. Like, you're like, if you look at the book, like, it's just some moral guidelines and stuff. You know, the golden rule. The golden rule is not what the Bible's about.
Right.
Well, no, but.
So how do you decide which stuff from the Bible is like a nice moral lesson and which stuff was just like, oh, that guy was off his meds that day when he wrote that page?
So, and a lot of it, of course, you know, is now, as anybody knows, a lot of it now is outdated and stuff like that.
But sometimes people will say like, okay, I realize a lot of the stuff in the Bible seems really barbaric, but you have to put it in the context of history. But I feel like God, like an actual omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent God, wouldn't bother putting things in the context of history. He wouldn't be like, you know what? I really, really, really think you shouldn't have slaves, but you guys are going to do what you're going to do. So here are some rules for how to have slaves. I just don't think that's what God would do.
Okay. Right. But okay. So like, you know, of course, you know, the whole kosher rules and stuff like that, that was to keep people from killing themselves, you know, with food.
Sure. But, or you could have just, man, so many things you could have just not made shellfish, or you could have made shellfish that wouldn't kill you, or you could have,
barbaric man sees something and it's all, I'm going to try to eat that.
Or you could have said, these things, if you're going to eat these things, this is what you have to do, because otherwise it's going to poison you or whatever. Like, there's so many things you could do other than just being like, yo, I'm God, don't eat shellfish because it makes me mad. Peace.
Yeah, but I guess for primitive man, for a primitive man and primitive man brain,
yeah.
If you eat this, God will smite you.
But this is so dumb because when people talk about stuff like this, they talk about it as though God stumbled onto the scene and had to make do. He set the game up.
I know. But I don't know. Like I said, for me, it's more of the study of the religion than anything else. And not really, I guess.
So you sound like you really don't believe it, or you're not sure exactly what you believe. You're just studying it.
Well, I guess I'm a theologian.
Yep.
Right. So you don't really believe. You don't really follow it. You know, like religiously, so to speak. You just sort of study it. You know what I mean? You just. But that
I find it fascinating.
Have you been a Catholic? Zoned out earlier. I apologize. have you been a Catholic from birth?
No.
Okay.
Well,
so
I guess I would be, because both my father, well, my mother and my father, they weren't.
Right.
Very
that's
good.
What I was going to ask. Good. Like, did this belief, did it come about because of these times in your life where you spoke about your father dying? and that? Was it something to fall back on that you felt you needed to rely on during difficult times? Because I'm just trying to figure out where it came. It usually comes from somewhere other than, I just decided I'm going to be religious. There's usually some other force that brings about a belief in a religion. So I'm just trying to figure out why it is you decided to be Catholic.
No, my father was very much around when I really started to do my Catholic study and all of that kind of stuff.
So what is it, when was it, and what was it that converted you and alleged to believe was the religion to follow?
To be honest with you, I couldn't even remember.
It's so ingrained in him.
I'm a 35-year-old man, and that was back when I was like 17 or 18, when I really started getting into
it. There it is. You were 17 or you were 18, and you were stupid and vulnerable at the time, and you've brainwashed yourself into believing it's something you can't give up and that you have to devote yourself to entirely because you fell into it when you were a teenager and you haven't been able to get out of it since.
Where somebody else brainwashed you. Somebody else. Maybe like a parent.
I don't really believe in it all that much.
However, I still find the study of it fascinating.
Well, so why do you stop saying you're a Catholic?
Yeah, you find it fascinating, but that doesn't mean you believe in it.
It sounds as if you don't truly identify as being a Catholic, so why don't you just give it up?
Yeah.
Give it up. Give it up. Give it up.
Give it up.
Abandon your beliefs. Change your whole life.
That's it.
Alienate your community.
Only on Idchat can this happen. We turn people away from God.
It doesn't work.
You just don't seem all that committed.
It seems like you don't believe in it, really. It just seems like you're.
It seems like it was something you were once entirely devoted to, and you've kind of fallen out of it since, and you're holding on to it for no reason other than everyone has that little thought in their head where they say, I have to be right. I put so much time into this. I believe it. I've studied it. I've put so much time in it. I can't go back now. When really there's nothing wrong with turning your back on it and deciding, you know what? I changed my mind. It's stupid.
You have to ask yourself, do I really believe it? That's the question. Do I truly believe
it? So, there is no reason for me to do it or not to do it, therefore...
That is the question.
I was just thinking that.
To give up or not to give up, that is the question.
Well, Matt, I think your Catholicism is really dumb.
Then that's fine.
I just think you're even confused about it. I don't think you really have a handle on
it. I don't think he's confused about it. I think he, somewhere deep in the back of his head, he knows it's nonsense, not worth wasting his time on. Yet there's that stubborn part of him that believes he has to hold on to it.
Matt.
The history major in me.
Matt, that's a stupid argument.
That's not your belief.
The best historians aren't religious in any sort of way.
Right. Matt, that's not faith. Religion, I mean, history, like, okay, your
historians
history.
Historians deal with cold, hard facts for the most part. So,
I understand that, but
we're talking about your faith, and obviously you don't have faith in it. You just find it fascinating for the study.
Oh, and I love going through the motions, too.
Well, then why are you doing it?
Because, I don't know, I'd like the tradition, like I said.
Right. But why don't you just take up smoking or something?
Matt!
Can't get a hobby.
If you need a recurring
habit. Matt, is your wife particularly Catholic?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, because that would sort of make sense to me, because that would make for a lot of waves, you know, if she was really Catholic and she was really into it, and suddenly you were like, I don't know, I'm not so into this Catholicism. That would be kind of a cowardly reason to stick to a religion, but It's
like being bullied into it. Oh, okay.
Well, we're bullying him out of it, so.
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
No, I know. Well, I know you're not going to walk away from this conversation going, you know, they really convinced me Catholicism is a load of shit.
He's going to leave going, you know what? Nothing else in my life.
Hang up the phone and I'm going to put a bullet in my head.
Whoa. Why don't you just fuck the cat girl?
Matt's never going to call the show again.
I wonder if Sean will after I call him such an idiot for getting married. And Bames isn't going to call anymore. Bames left in a huff because, I don't know, because I dared to say that it was weird that he didn't want me to retell stories.
No, it was the show notes thing.
Yeah, made him mad.
I know it was the show notes, but I don't understand it. Like, what was it that he got mad about? Like, I didn't take his show notes seriously enough? Like,
yeah, I think he was mad at the fact he couldn't pick up on whether you were being serious or not. You were kind of being sarcastic, and he couldn't read your real opinion.
I don't know, man. Like, if you said, hey, would you be mad at me if I did this? And I was like, yeah, I'd fucking hate you forever and I'd burn your house down. Would you be confused as to...
No, I wouldn't. I'd know that you were joking.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because I was serious.
Oh, in that case...
No, I'm going to burn his house down.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, now I guess it makes sense that he was confused.
Definitely.
It was weird. It's not my imagination that he left in kind of a huff, though, is it?
No, like, he was legitimately pissed.
He left with, he said, "Okay, thanks, bye."
Okay, thanks, bye. Yeah, he was pissed.
Weird.
Or he did it for comic effect, either way.
Maybe. That's possible. Bames is like that sometimes.
It didn't sound like comedy to me.
He has a deadpan sense of humor.
Well, he does do this thing, and I think I was getting into it. Maybe this is part of what pissed him off. He does this thing where he comes in and he shits all over the show and acts like he hates it. Yeah. But he comes every week, he does the show notes, and he Skypes in and co-hosts with me. But he always acts like he'd rather not be here, and everything I say is retarded. So...
that sounds like it's a little bit of self-hate.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's serious about all the things he hates about it, and he really doesn't like doing it. He really doesn't want to write the show notes, but for some reason he's like compelled to. Like he was saying, like I don't know if you'll feel bad if I stop doing it.
Well, it's like Matt and his Catholicism, you know. He's kind of wishy-washy about the show notes.
I don't know. I don't know. But I guess I'll have to wait and see if he says anything. But I don't think he's doing show notes right now. I think he's gone for real tonight. So.
Yeah,
I might need to do my own show notes again, or get somebody else to do it, I guess. But I don't know if anybody's as dedicated as Bames.
I'm trying to win him back over.
Or I could just stop doing show notes again. We didn't used to do show notes.
Does anyone read show notes?
I don't know.
I kind of read them. I mean, it gives you a little insight to the show before you listen to it. It's like
I guess it's good if you want to search for something.
I think, for me, it would. I think the most useful it would be for me is if there was an episode I remembered hearing and I wanted to hear it again, or I wanted somebody else to hear it.
And you search for it.
Yeah. But other than that, I listen to a bunch of podcasts and I don't think I usually read the show notes first.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
It's more fun going in cold.
I hope Bames doesn't hate me forever and burn down my house.
Burning down the house.
You reversed it. You said that's what you were going to do to him.
Well, yeah, but if that's what I'm going to do to him when I'm upset, then I assume that's because we're all the same. That's what he would do to me when he's upset.
Well, fight house fire with house fire.
Yeah, well, exactly.
That's the golden rule.
Yeah, do unto others as they would burn down your house.
Right.
Hey, so where's Venus?
I don't know. Australia, I think. Fleenus is a 15-year-old Australian boy that calls into the show sometimes. I don't know where he is.
So 15-year-old Australian or feeding the dog?
And he plays video games while he's on Skype with us.
Yeah, he'll Skype in and he'll be playing Steam games, and then he'll go on and on about Steam sales.
And then occasionally you'll hear, "Oh no, he killed me."
Well, that's how you know he's genuinely a 15-year-old.
Yeah, and sometimes he'll have to get up and go like do chores, but he'll stay on the line.
That's great.
And sometimes he'll just be eating salad.
Well, he's healthy.
I believe we heard his mom on the show.
Oh, yeah. She's been... There was one time Fleenus... sorry for retelling his story. But there was one time Fleenus called in and he swore to me that he saw the 50th anniversary Doctor Who special in the theater. And I don't give a shit. I'm sure he did. But I kept telling him, no, he didn't. That's impossible. It's a TV show. and he got his mom in the... She was in the background, but she was talking loud enough that I could hear it. And she was talking to me. And she was saying, no, he did go to the theater. We have the ticket stubs. We'll show you the ticket.
By the way, he did go to the theater because it was in theaters.
I'm sure it was. Like I was.
That's funny.
I just thought it was funny to tell him that there was no way that he and he argued with me.
That's funny.
He even got his mom in on it. It was.
Oh, his mom. Sorry.
His mom. Yeah.
His mom.
We're the weird ones saying mom. I think. I think pretty much everybody else says mom.
I think that's a UK thing.
Well, it's also an Australia thing. I think it's pretty much every English speaking person but us.
Yeah.
I say it, mum.
Mum. Mum's the word.
Mum's the word.
It sounds the same to me, but I don't know.
Mum. Mum's the word.
No one says mum.
Mum? Is that what Kevin was saying? Mum?
Mum. Mum.
That's like, I think you think that because of how we spell it.
Yeah.
We don't say it like, we don't say mum.
Maybe that's just how it sounds to me. I don't know.
Although, having said that, most of us think that Americans say mom as mom because there's an O in it.
Yeah, mom. Mom. Mom.
Okay.
Hey, mom. So I think we're both wrong, Americans and Brits.
Listen to that. Americans and Brits coming together, solving our problems.
We're getting along.
Putting aside our differences.
That's very nice.
Wow, it's a regular United Nations in here. Now, if we could just get rid of these goddamn Catholics. Well, guys, it hasn't been a particularly long one, but to be honest, I think I'm done with this for tonight. What do you say?
Sure.
Anybody feel like I'm cutting them off, like they had something they really needed to say?
No, I'm good.
It's been fun.
Monsters for...
You want to talk about Monstar some more?
Yeah.
What color were their jerseys? I don't remember.
Blue, like a navy.
Mm. That's a real evil color.
They have zeros on there.
On all of them?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Ditch those zeros and get with a hero, am I right?
Yep.
All right.
I'm out of Monstars material.
All right, that's it. Bang Guns. Visit Luxter at bangguns.com. Yeah, so this has been a show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You can check us out on the Facebook, facebook.com/chitchat, and Twitter. And I've forgotten how to do this end part. I don't care. Give me a call sometime. Why don't you swing around and see me sometime? .com. All right. Peace out, everybody. Later.